You're listening to Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Caudette. A Treasure Valley nonprofit started in 2017 has so far given $200,000 to local charities. The organization, Impact Club Boise, is the brainchild of Mike and Amanda Turner, and they are joining us live in studio. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you so much.
So first off, tell us what Impact Club Boise is.
Yeah, so it's simply a club that's committed to raising funds for local causes that, you know, we think are really worthy. And we also are really committed to helping these nonprofits share, get their story out, get it out on scale, because we find that a lot of times these awesome causes, they just struggle to get the word out. If more people know what they were doing, the work they were doing in our community, more people would be a part of it, more people would donate. And so that's been at the center point of what we've been doing with Impact Club.
So how did you come up with this idea?
Well, it started actually, it's not solely ours, all right? So it started with a group of friends that we had across the country who are all entrepreneurial, but wanting to take the decades of entrepreneurial skills that we've been learning and apply them to giving back. And we looked at all kinds of different groups that were doing great work, and we thought, wow, we like a little bit what they're doing. We like a little bit what they're doing. I think, well, if we added a little bit of this, a little bit of that. And so we had this collective idea that came up with Impact Club. And so Boise is basically a beta test of something we hope to do nationally and beyond.
So then how does it actually work?
So what we do is we meet quarterly, and our members all pledge to donate $100 every quarter. And every member has the opportunity to nominate a charity who's going to take the stage. We draw three charities out of a hat, and we invite them to these quarterly events. So at the event, each of these three charities gets 5 minutes and a microphone to tell their story. Then all of the members who are at the event vote. The winning charity gets to take home the pot. So right now we have about 230 members. So that means that charity takes home $23,000.
Wow. Just, I mean, that is exactly what they get going into this, and they know.
Yes. And we actually don't handle any of the funds. So all of the donations go directly to the charity, 100%.
And how do you, so then with the charities, talk to me about some of the charities that you've been able to help.
Go ahead.
Well, our first ever winner was the Women's and Children's Alliance, but we've had a number of winners since then. The Wyakin Foundation, the Speedy Foundation, the Percolator Fund was our last winner. So Interfaith Sanctuary, Create Common Good. So our charities really span. I mean, they're answering so many needs in our community, and any charity can be available to be nominated. It's just then the members vote on which charities they want to see and vote on the ultimate winner. But we really are trying to reach as many causes, as many demographics as possible.
We're talking with co-founders of Impact Club Boise, Mike and Amanda Turner. Now, when a charity gets this $23,000, are there strings attached to it? I mean, do they have to use it for certain things?
It's a great question. No, there isn't. And that's one of the things that Jody Peterson said when she we always bring back past winners to our clubs at our events, and so they can say how are they able to use the funds, and so our members can see kind of their impact in action. And that was one of the things that she really said was had the most impact on them is the money didn't come with strings. They were able to buy toilet paper or, you know, things that were not as sexy as, you know, normally what comes with like a grant or something like that. And so it was removing those strings, but that really allowed her to really use it in the places where it was most needed.
And that's really important, is to give the people who run these charities, they know what they need. They don't need us to tell them what they need. They know where that need is, and they are in the best position to decide how those funds are used.
And another thing about this is that, I mean, as you said, Mike, I mean, you liked little pieces of this, little pieces of that from other organizations that do similar work, because there are other organizations where you donate a certain amount of money and then, you know, you pick a charity. What makes your organization different, though?
A number of things. And I'd say right at the top, I'd say, is that we really involve our members. We get them to have a voice. So they are part of the nomination process of who's up on our stage. And then once the charities are up on the stage and have their 5 minutes and their microphone to kind of give us their TED talk, right, is that they get to vote to participate on who's taking home the money each night. And also when we bring back the past winners, they can see, you know, how their decisions are making that impact in the community. And we also, what we've really done with ours is try to really capture everybody who participates. We have a full video crew there that's got that captures all the moments so that every charity that participates can then take their story and we gift that to them and say, hey, here's your story. You did such a good job sharing it. Take it back, share it with all your sphere, and you know, we're going to share it with all the people that we know so that your story can go far beyond these walls of this event.
So whether they win the money or not, there is still an impact for them. I would say another thing that makes us really different for our events, well, first of all, members don't have to attend the live event. They can. You also don't have to be a member to attend the live event. We're open to we want everybody to come check it out. Just come watch us give away $23,000 because it is the most feel-good event that there is. But our events are also, they run an hour long. We know everybody's busy. We don't want to take up too much time. So it's fast, it's fun, it's dynamic. It's also super casual. Most of the people at the events show up as you see us now, which is in jeans and an Impact Club t-shirt. And there's no other ask for donation. There's no auction item to bid on. There's no, you know, pressure to do anything beyond $100. So each member is equally responsible for having a part in that donation.
And so because of that, since it's a quarterly donation, you're basically looking at a $400 donation per year from a member, which have you found then it makes it more accessible for more people to become members? And then, you know, I mean, you're giving basically, you know, $100 a quarter, but you're really giving $23,000. I mean, that's what your $100 looks like.
We're aiming to kind of redefine community philanthropy by giving everyone that opportunity to give at scale. So you don't have to be really well off or wait till you one day have more money. We want to give everyone access to what it feels like to participate and actually make an impact through large-scale donations. And it's, since we're all given equally, as Amanda said, it feels really good because mm-hmm. we're like, wow, we just did that. And that we just raised $23,000 in 1 hour.
And we have a variety. I mean, we have families that have one membership. We have couples where both people have their own memberships. We have one family that also has memberships for each of their children. Our events are family friendly, too. So our kids are at every event. So their kids get to vote because their children have memberships. The other thing that we do to make it super accessible is any member at any time can say, I need to skip this quarter. And no problem. It takes us 2 seconds to do. No pressure. They can come back the next quarter if they're ready to donate, or if they still need a break, that's fine, too.
So that really is unique right there. So you have an event coming up, that as you described, and it's December 4th.
Correct.
Correct? Okay, so talk to me about the event, because as you said, you don't have to be a member.
That's right.
It's open to the public, and it's at Trailhead, which is in downtown Boise. And so it goes from 6:30 to 7:30, doors open at 6. But, you know, often we'll have, like, either a food truck there or I think we have Pie Hole that's going to be there giving out, you know, it's right at that time where people are going to and from home and work and stuff. But it's open to everyone, and we can come and check it out as a guest. Or if you want to sign up to be a member, you do it now. You actually will send you a free T-shirt so you can come in your swag. And but it really, yes, it's December 4th. And we found is that if people come, they're like, wow, this is different. I want to be more part of this.
Well, and I think it goes back to that idea of, I mean, like your name says, you make a greater impact when you can group together, because most people can't give $23,000.
Absolutely.
Yeah, we found when, you know, we're stronger when we give together, right? And so it's and you can see, when you can see that in action and you're a part of it and you can participate in it and you're not on the sidelines but you're right on the front lines of it. It's really a magical feeling, and that's why we've grown to 230 members, And that's why I know we can keep growing. That's why we're trying to get the word out for people to come check it out, see if it's your thing or not. But there's no reason with a community like Boise, which is super giving. There's so many great organizations. But there's no reason why we can't grow to 1,000-plus members.
And I think it's important to point out once again that none of the money goes through your organization. I mean, it goes, you know.
Yeah. We don't even have a checking account. Right. Basically, it goes directly through a third party, a nonprofit that collects everyone's donation and just hands it over to whoever the winner is. And so it's 100% goes with the events. You know, those we have to be crafty how we put those on because we have zero overhead. But it's been worth it. And everyone likes the idea of 100% going to whoever the winner is each night.
I want to thank both of you for coming in and talking about this. The next event for Impact Club Boise is December 4th at Trailhead in downtown Boise. And the time for that
is 6:30 to 7:30. Doors open at 6. And they can find out more information at impactclubboise.com.
Thank you both so much.
Thank you, Gemma.
We've been talking with co-founders of Impact Club Boise, Mike and Amanda Turner. Up next, we're going to be looking at antibiotics and the resistance to it and overuse of it and what can be done. I'm Gemma Gaudet. This is Idaho Matters.